on my center screen here. All right, good morning, everybody. If you're here with us and you're sitting in a circle, if you're sitting outside the circle, come squeeze in. We got some room. We'll make some room. We'll keep these circles getting bigger and bigger and bigger until we fit everybody in. I don't want anybody to sit on the outside today. We need to be inside seeing faces. Squeeze in as much as you can. I had no clues how many people were going to be here today, so I made the circle some random number, and then we'll just continue to adjust as we need to. So feel free to squeeze in. We'll make some room, slide down if we have to, whatever the case is, but don't feel like you have to be on the outside. You're going to be on the inside. There you go. Over close. All right. Jane, am I in frame over here? All right, good. Those online, sorry about that, but we're working on that. Jane, will you hit the lights for me? Sorry. There you go. Perfect. Just so everybody can see me. Not that I'm that important, but it'd be kind of nice if those watching online with us could actually see what's going on today. All right. Is everybody doing okay? Merry Christmas. Yeah. For those of you online, we're sitting in a circle, so if it's a little weird, different today, that's what's going on. Today is super special for multiple reasons. One, this is the last Christmas on a Sunday in 11 years, so we get to do this together for the only time in 11 years. So if you can imagine how old you will be and where you might be in 11 years, right? That's kind of crazy to think about. 11 years from now, half my kids might be out of the house. Wow. Maybe. I'm not going to count that chicken before it hatches. But anyway, so it's going to be cool to sit around here and do this Christmas together as part of our faith family. If you're online with us this morning and can't be with us in person, thank you for being with us online. Make sure you're sharing, liking, doing all the things online to be with us this morning and inviting others into this Christmas experience. Maybe you're sitting around the house with relatives and you're jumping in there. Whatever the case is, we're so glad to have you online as well as everybody here in this big giant circle and in this space this morning. It's going to be a very truncated experience because, hey, if you don't have kids, you're probably ready to get home and get in some pajamas and be just a nice comfy day around a nice warm space because there's freezing outside here. If you do have kids, your kids are probably begging to go back home to either open their gifts or play with their gifts, all right? So whatever the case is, there's plenty of reason not to linger long today. So we're going to keep it tight. We're going to keep it focused this morning on one particular thing, and that's the reason we're here. That's the meaning of Christmas. So we're going to hang out and do this together. I really don't even have any announcements, so we're just going to jump right into what we're here to do and to share the Christmas story together, and I can't wait to do this with you guys. As we wrap up this whole series, we've been doing a whole series called Characters of Christmas. It's been really fun, really great working through all the characters in the story. Today we get to retell the whole thing and look at it focused on the character of Jesus, the main character, the most important one. And so we're going to do that. But before we do, as always, we have a little question. We don't have a break today because we're not here that long, but I want to have a question. We're going to just kind of shout out some answers and have some fun doing this together. So let's talk about this to get us warmed up this morning. What was or is your favorite Christmas gift? Favorite Christmas gift. Anybody want to jump in on that? Maybe it's today. Maybe it's years past. What's your favorite Christmas gift? What'd you get? Nice.
Two gas tires that run on springs, the funny tires, and those are still in the boxes. They have not been used.
Whoa, awesome. Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah, very cool. All right. What you got, dude?
First 12 gauge shotgun the year that Elsa was born. Because you got to keep the boys away.
That's a great gift. Have you had to use it yet?
No.
Okay, all right.
I mean, I've used it on, you know.
Sure. Not people. go, Joey. What you got back there, buddy?
We got a Nintendo Switch
game. Yeah, Nintendo Switch games. Awesome. Very cool. Who else? What's your favorite Christmas gift? What you got, Sophie?
Amazon Alexa.
Oh, yeah, an Alexa. Nice. Awesome. Those are handy. Convenient. What else? What's your favorite Christmas gift? What you got over here? And then we'll get to Anna. You good? Yep. First pair of skis. Nice. All right, what you got in?
I was going to say, I got a sewing machine one year, and it was the best.
Nice.
I know that sounds really
cool. No, that's fine. You still have it?
It died, oh. But I got a new one.
Okay. Sewing machine done. That's okay.
It's my first sewing machine.
Nice. Awesome. What you got?
A remote car starter.
Ooh.
Before they came in, the cars already.
Nice. Remote car starter. I want one of those. That'd be nice. Especially the day like today, right? What you got?
I
Oh, nice, youngest daughter. Awesome. Who happens to be here? All right.
That's what I was going to say, too. Our son Bradley was supposed to be born in February, came December 21st.
Whoa.
He was a beautiful Christmas gift, yeah.
Awesome.
2 years ago, Mike's getting old.
Just awesome. Anybody else? Those are great. Good Christmas gifts. Go ahead, John.
Hmm.
Nice. Angel pillow that you matched the same kind and everything. Wow. That's remarkable. Nice. All right. Who else? What you got? Anybody else favorite Christmas gift? All right. Those are all great answers. Awesome. I was thinking through this week and around 7 or 8 years old, I don't remember exactly how old I was because I have a horrible memory. All of our kids, it was me, two stepsisters, and my mom and stepdad. And I remember we had an original Nintendo, the first, not a Super Nintendo, not all the fans, just the original Nintendo. It was like 1988 or 9 or something like that, or maybe 90. And it came with Mario. It came with Duck Hunt. It came with, my parents bought a game called Dr. Mario, which is like Tetris, but like the Mario-themed version, right? Duck Hunt was my personal favorite. I love that one because you could, you know, shoot all the ducks. And you like I cheated because you could put it on the TV. This is when you had the actual TVs you could touch, right? And so you know, you'd shoot them and kill them easy enough. But I remember most my stepdad playing Dr. Mario like all the time. And I don't know why I remember that memory. I can sit here and he was sitting on the end of the bed and playing Dr. Mario. I remember the songs playing over and over again in my head. It was just crazy how vibrant that memory is. I don't know why that sticks with me. Maybe because I was just impatiently waiting for my turn. That's the only thing I could figure. I was like, come on, hurry up and get done so I can get on my game. But at any rate, gifts, Christmas gifts, they're awesome. That's what we're here to talk about today because we're going to read about the best Christmas gift of all, the one that started all the others, the birth of Jesus. So we're going to get into that story this morning about how that resonates with us and the gift that we are given from God and focus on the main character in the story, Jesus, here this morning. I'm going to read out of John and Luke and Matthew. I'm going to go through the whole Christmas narrative here. So if you want to follow along, it's in your Bible. I try to call out some cues. We're not going to have it online just because there's so much text. That's basically all I'm doing is just going to read the story directly as it comes from the Bible. I'm not going to really go outside the bounds here. But I wanted to set the mood a little bit with a little fireplace ambiance. So Jane's going to hit us up with some here. I don't have any for you online. I apologize. You have to create your own fireplace ambiance. But Jane's going to have some behind us, behind me. It's Lego themed. So, yeah. Help set the mood a little bit. For those of you who don't have fires, I know it's sad. If you don't have fires, I'm sorry. It's so nice to have a fire in your house. Yeah, you can come to our house and experience it. Okay. All right. So we're going to start here and follow along with the story. We're starting in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him. And without him, there was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." Verse 9 through 14 says, "The true light, which gives light to everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him. But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth." Luke 1, starting in verse 5, says, "In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. He had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of people were praying outside at the hour of incense, and there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. He must not drink wine or strong drink, and will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And it'll turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared. And when the time of his service had ended, he went to his home. And after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. And for 5 months, she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus says the Lord that he has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. And he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." And Mary said to the angel, "How will this be, since I'm a virgin?" And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child will be born, will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, she's also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." And Mary said, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Now in those days, Mary arose, and she went with haste into the hill country to the town of Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the baby leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the sound of your greeting came to my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what the Lord had spoken to her." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. And my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked on the humble estate of his servant. For behold, from now on, all generations will call me blessed. For he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown great strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of humble estate. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and to his offspring forever." And Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then she went home. Now, Matthew, or chapter 1, says the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way, that when his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit, and her husband Joseph, being a just man, was unwilling to put her to shame and resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that is which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. So when Joseph woke from his sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and he took his wife, but he knew her not until they had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. Luke 2, chapter 1, verses 1 through 7, says this: "In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered." And this was the first registration when Quirinius was governor of Syria. "And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, For behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. And when the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. When they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told to them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen as it had been told them. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel who was conceived in the womb. Now when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, that every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy, or set apart to the Lord. And to offer sacrifice according to what was said. So a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simon, and his man was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ, the Messiah. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do to him according to the custom, he took him up in his arms, he blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and glory for your people Israel. And his father and mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simon blessed them and said to his mother, behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed, and a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, and she was advanced in years, and she had lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She didn't depart from the temple. She worshiped with fasting and praying day and night. And coming up to that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak to him of all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Matthew chapter 2 says this. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. Now when Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. And they told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, and you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers. From you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him. And after listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They fell down and worshipped him. And then opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. Now when they departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and said, rise, take the child and his mother and flee to Egypt and remain there until I tell you, for Herod is about to search for the child to destroy him. And he rose and took the child and his mother by night and departed to Egypt and remained there until the death of Herod. This was to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. Then Herod, when he saw that he had been tricked, became furious, and he sent and killed all the male children in Bethlehem and all that region who were 2 years old or under, according to the time that he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah. A voice was heard in Ramah, weeping and loud lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children. She refused to be comforted because they were no more. But when Herod died, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in Egypt, saying, rise, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel, for those who sought the child's life are dead. And he rose, and he took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. When he heard that Archelaus was reigning over Judea in the place of his father, he was afraid to go there, and being warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a city called Nazareth, so that what was spoken by the prophet might be fulfilled, that he would be called a Nazarene. Luke 2:40 ends the whole narrative account of Jesus' birth and early life, saying the child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. That's it. That's the whole story. So what I want us to do now is we're going to do a prayer together this Christmas morning. And then we're done. That's pretty much all there is to it. It's really straightforward. So I want to encourage you, after we're done, continue to socialize a little bit here if you're here. Grab some coffee and hot chocolate if you're in with us. And again, thank you for joining us. And I hope you're blessed by the Christmas story, just straight and unadulterated, no filter, no nothing, just the story as it was told and given down by Matthew and Luke and John. And I want to thank you for being with us. So let's pray this morning as we close. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you that you have given us the best gift that we could ever receive, Lord. That you, God, who were reigning in heaven, Lord, who are sitting there now, Father, deemed it so important, God, to rescue us from our sin, Lord, from the darkness that we are experiencing day in and day out, Lord, God, that you came down yourself in the form of Jesus. God, that you gave us your Son freely as the ultimate gift to be with us. God, to not leave us, but to welcome us in, God, to call us back home to you. Lord, I pray that we treasure that gift today, that out of all the gifts we open, out of all the things we do, out of all the time we share, God, that we focus and remember this most precious gift, the one that gives us eternal life, the one that you freely give us today. We thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right. So for those of you online, we're going to wrap it up. Thank you for being with us. We can't wait to see you next Sunday whenever you join us back next Sunday at 10 a.m. Until then, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you in the new year.